Okay, hi everybody, how are you? I hope you're feeling good right now, and let's begin. About this week's discussion challenge. You know, I have some ideas for improving our egos and, you know, self-improvements that I can mention to them, you know, a little summarize them to you. I hope it will be helpful. You know, for example, having deadline is so important. You know, a timetable, and you know, you put time to your goal, not and being specific. It belongs to being specific, and some people say that you have to write down your goals, and I agree with him. Even though, unfortunately, I'm a little lazy and I haven't done this yet. You know, I have no experience about that to talk about it, but I heard about this and its benefits from the people who, you know, did it, and they were really satisfied and convinced. And you know, managing your time, and you know, learning how to learn is important. You know, in the Zoom, I saw that you know, some course is related to this. You know, how to learn. It's so important that unfortunately in the schools they didn't teach us these important stuff. And another thing that I can mention, like, you know, it's not very, you know, directly belongs to this, but I'm sure that they help, you know, improving our egos and self-improvements. Like, you know, avoiding arguments. I personally try these things, and I'm happy. You know, I'm happy. In the past, I did these, you know, and I was angry. But nowadays, I have found that it's better to not, you know, argue, because it's not. There is no benefits in that. You can't convince your opponent, and on the other hand, he can't convince you either. And you know, avoiding news, especially in, you know, social media, avoiding news, whether it's true or not, I don't mind about this, you know, especially nowadays, you know, the economic things and economic problems, and you know, being expensive, everything, and you know, this effects on our minds and our brains, you know, avoiding news, and you know, it's very important. Avoiding bad news, especially, you know, in the compound effect, he says, the author, a great, you know, thing, and I agree with him totally and absolutely. No, he says that maybe 1% of this news is helpful for you. None of these news is designed to help you. You know, we have to be careful about our inputs. That's the point. And you know, managing your foods, avoiding the junk foods, and It's also, it also affects on our body and our brains. You know, our body and our brains are related to each other. And exercising, as I said, these are not directly related to this topic, but they help, surely. And some of the self-help books that I read on Zbook, especially, they helped me, and I will be happy to share a little bit about them. For example, the 5 seconds rule by Mel Robbins. She says that the 5 seconds rule and talks about it, and I'm haven't done it, and I have no experience yet, but I'm sure that it will be helpful, and I will do it in the summer. I will plan on it for waking early in the morning. Some other books like You Can't Hurt Me, he says, David Goggins, I mean, that motivation is crap, and it's a very good and new viewpoint. I always embrace new viewpoints and point of views and good ideas, and I agree with him. And you talked Mr. Combs about it, and it's a very great idea. We have not to, wait for motivation, because motivation is temporary. And about your question specifically, I empathize on this point that I wanna talk about now. Having consistency is most important thing in the topic that I could talk about it. And I have let's talk, and please, if you want to, and if you want to know more about my idea and about having consistency, please listen to it. I will be happy, and I refer you to this. I think there is no need to repeat them again in this topic. It will be long. Having consistency is the most important part of our successful, and every single successful person in the world have consistency. And it's important to know that whether you like it or not, you have to do it. As the David Goggins said, motivation is crap. And Mel Robbins says, and I mention it in my Let's Talk, that you have to push yourself, you have to force yourself, and you have to do it whether you like it or not. And she says, and I agree with her, that you never feel like it. Don't wait for right time. You never feel like it. You have to push yourself. You don't even like it. And it's a very great point. I wish I could, know this great idea sooner in the past. But thanks God, nowadays I know then. About my plan for the future, as you might know that my major is theology, I'm gonna, and I hope so, to, enter some new and maybe controversial ideas, new and enlightenmental ideas in the theology, and revolutionize. I will be happy to do it. It's hard, and I have to study a lot, but I hope so. I hope. This is my specific plan. And about your last question, that if you hit the problems in your path, in your growth path, for example, procrastination, How do you do? What do you do to get back into your path? You know, going away from your path and sometimes it's natural, you know, and hitting plateaus and, you know, being depressed. But the successful people are those who do it anyway. As I said, and I repeated again, that's my idea about your question. Sorry. If I procrastinate, I will be miserable, you know. Some people may say that, no, don't worry, you have to enjoy yourself. You know, take it easy. But no, I don't agree. I beat myself up. And I will be so unhappy and beat myself up that why didn't you do that? You know, I think about my youth, and you know, that's great time that will never, never, ever return. And I remind myself these things. And I beat myself up, not very seriously, but